It's our pleasure to welcome to the show Sarah Fuller. She is a goalkeeper for the Minnesota Aurora in USLW League, but of course she made a big name for herself nationally to play for the Vanderbilt Commodores. She kicked off the game against Missouri in November of 2020, and then 2 weeks later against the Vols, she kicked an extra point to become the first woman ever to score in a Power 5 football game. And she's here to talk about UCAN's project. That's U-C-A-N. Sarah, welcome to the show. You know, we always hear Vanderbilt is the Harvard of the SEC. So were there tough classes while you were there?
Hey, thanks for having me. Yes, there definitely was. And I was in the middle of finals when I was doing all the football stuff. So, definitely working pretty hard for that.
Well, I was a D2 football player in the 80s, and I never played on TV or in a bowl, and I know how hard it was to keep up with my studies, and I certainly didn't go to a Vandy. So did the athletic department give you guys a little bit of grace, or was it like no mercy on every student?
I mean, we had pretty high expectations. We had study hall hours that we were required to attend, tutors, all that stuff. So they were great about giving us the resources to succeed, but, you know, we were expected to succeed, so.
Gotcha. Now, as we know, goalkeepers, on a goal kick, you're expected to kick it into the other half of the field. You got the biggest leg on the soccer field. When did the suggestion come in, hey, you should try and kick off, or was it like, hey, I want to try and kick off? How did it all start?
Yeah, so with all the football stuff, I mean, COVID hit the whole kicking team. So we only had a long snapper and a holder, and so there was nobody available to go for kickoff. And so they were like, "All right, you're going to do this as well." So I had about like 3 days to learn how to do everything. So it was a pretty quick turnaround, and obviously a football is not a soccer ball, so a little bit of a learning curve there.
No doubt. And then, you know, you 3 days later, you know, from getting this idea, now you're a trailblazer, you're a role model, you're a heroine as well. What was that like to have the entire nation come in and especially young women say, wow, I mean, you're really an inspiration?
Yeah, I mean, it was kind of crazy. I mean, I tell people all the time that I was a little naive to the fact that it was going to be such a big deal. But when I kind of realized that, you know, I definitely took on that responsibility and wanted to be a good role model and have a good image, you know, what it means to be a woman in sports and a woman trying to, you know, achieve goals. And so it was just, it was really incredible to see so many people were influenced and, you know, impacted by just me being able to go out there and compete and play football. So.
And then on the other side, the dark side of the coin, the anonymity with the internet and Twitter and people taking shots. Did you get a lot of old school, you know, get that little missy off the field type of people?
Yeah, you know, of course I did. But like I said, I was, you know, finishing finals and in practice and stuff. I didn't spend a lot of time on the internet. So mainly it was my family being like, can you believe they're saying this? And I was like, I'm not even paying attention. They're not out here playing. So,
yeah, no, that's very wise. So tell us about UCAN, U-C-A-N, a source of smooth energy without sugar.
Yeah, so you know, I'm running the Boston Marathon in 2 weeks, and teamed up with UCAN to like help me fuel for that, and it has just been incredible. And not only from like a running perspective, but just from like an athlete, like who you need energy all the time, and it's fantastic because it doesn't like have caffeine, it doesn't have sugar in it, and it's like all natural products, so. It doesn't give me that like crash in the middle of a workout or the middle of a run. I feel like I can just like constantly maintain a solid level of energy. So they've been amazing in helping me train for this marathon.
When you were asked by Biden to come to the inauguration and then to introduce Vice President Harris, I mean, was it just kind of surreal how this has just snowballed?
Yeah, that was definitely crazy. It was such an honor to, you know, have them even like consider me to announce Kamala Harris as the first woman vice president. It was honestly just such an honor to go out there and be able to do that. So I'm very grateful for all the opportunities that have come my way, for sure.
And then your jersey ended up going to the College Football Hall of Fame, huh?
Yeah, it has. I need to go visit it sometime.
So I know that after you graduated and you're working on your graduate degree, you're up at North Texas, and then but now as a keeper for the Minnesota Aurora, do you model yourself after any keepers? I mean, do you, male or female, are you more like Peter Schmeichel or a Hope Solo?
You know, I've really kind of looked up to like Ashlyn Harris and all that she's accomplished, and I had the honor of meeting her a few months back, and she's an amazing person, and so I definitely, you know, try to model myself after just her and her game and everything, and kind of, you know, how she approaches the public and stuff like that. I think she's pretty awesome.
Yeah, I had Ashlyn Harris on my show with her wife, Allie Krieger, a couple months ago. But the thing about Ashlyn Harris, I mean, she's like 5'9". I mean, you've got the great size to cover that 8 feet by 8 yards, right?
Yeah, I towered over her a little bit when we got a picture.
But that's the other thing too. It's harder for I was thinking about running a marathon. Usually, marathon runners are like Ashlyn Harris's size. So, what are some of the challenges that you have for doing the Boston Marathon?
Well, for one, I've never ran a marathon. So, my goal is, and I was asked to come and, represent one of the original women that ran 50 years ago, for Title IX. And, so that was one thing. And I was like, yeah, this sounds like a challenge and something I've, kind of can put my energy and effort towards. And, so I'm just excited to run in it, and I will be so excited to finish it. So
you have to get to a point where it's an out of body experience, because human beings are not designed to run 26 miles. Have you thought about the mental aspect?
Oh yeah. I mean, I've gone on runs and I, have like a breakdown where I'm like, I don't know if I could do this, but, this past weekend on Saturday, I ran 20 miles and, That was the time I was like, you know what? Yeah, I can do it. I just have 6 more miles left after that. I can definitely achieve this. So, and then just going back to the UCAN stuff, I take those goos like every hour. It's like a nice little break. I get something in my system and I can keep going. So,
so the question is now, when it comes to Division I football, do you think there'll be another Sarah Fuller, maybe as an everyday kicker, or do you think it was a COVID thing and it was kind of a one-off?
No, I mean, I definitely see it that as a possibility. It's a skilled position. So I've seen so many women who can go out there. I mean, obviously like Carly Lloyd, for example, can go out there and kick a field goal if she wanted to. And the countless high school soccer athletes have like DM'd me and said, hey, I went and tried out for my football team and I made it, and I've been, helping win games and stuff. So I definitely see in the near future where someone's actually like recruited and plays full time, and we've had a handful of those, but like I see it becoming more of a common thing at the D1 level, because it's kind of just an untapped market. Like, I just don't think coaches have thought about, women soccer players or women field kickers. It's just, you just don't really think about that. So that's a whole nother, market for them to get recruits.
Yeah. And I've always, cause I was a former soccer player too. It's amazing how many football players have no idea how to kick a football, and they'll just come straight on with their toe. And it's pretty embarrassing.
Yeah. No, it's funny because everybody's like, what? They couldn't get a guy from the football team? And I was like, no, I think they even held like a private tryout with all the guys on the team. So they went to the soccer team instead.
That's awesome. So now that they've got you, you're doing the marathon and you're using the UCAN products, what's next? Is somebody going to try to make you Evel Knievel? I mean, what other sport are they going to try and have you do next?
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know. I guess I kind of just, you know, jump on the next opportunity, and I like challenging myself. So the marathon is kind of the next thing right now. And I don't know. We'll see. Obviously, playing with Aurora this summer, so I'm super excited for that opportunity and to represent such an amazing club as well. So
that's great. Do you have a favorite Premier League team?
I don't. I'm so bad about that. It's like one of those things where like you play soccer so much that you're like neglect to watch it. So I know I'm awful about that.
No, it's all right. Well, I'll give you one. You can be a Tottenham fan like me. How about that?
Okay, sounds good.
All right. Next time somebody asks, it's Tottenham. And by the way, Minnesota Aurora playing at the TCS Stadium up there in Eagan, Minnesota. Make sure to check out our guest, Sarah Fuller, who's here on behalf of UCAN Products. That's UCAN. Very unique, the ability to provide a steady release of energy without spiking blood sugar levels. Hey, Sarah, great to meet you. Congratulations on everything, and keep it going.
Yeah, thank you so much. It was great talking to you.